Okay, Mark, you've traveled quite a bit,
I have, yeah.
and you've actually done a lot of unique things that people don't do when they travel. You were saying that when you travel, you like to look at prisons.
That's right, I have a strange fascination with prisons when I go traveling.
Is it your conscience? Do you feel guilty that you should be in prison?
Not really, no, but I don't know why. The history of prisons is fantastic. For example, obviously the most famous one's Alcatraz.
Right.
If you go there, now you can take an audio tour. Have you ever taken that?
But you know, I'm from San Francisco. I've never been to Alcatraz.
Ah, it's fantastic. It was one of the best places I've visited in America.
Oh,
It was
really?
Alcatraz Prison. And you can take the audio tour and listen about all the ex-convicts and what they did and what their daily life was in Alcatraz. Really good. Really
Wow, well, I'm
interesting.
going home in a few days and I'm going to go to Alcatraz.
You should do. You should do. And another prison that I visited, very famous, was Robben Island, just off the coast of Cape Town in
Right.
South Africa. And that's where Nelson Mandela spent most of
Oh,
his
no
days.
kidding. Robben Island.
Robben Island, yeah.
Is
Yeah.
it, do they still have his room made up
They do.
exactly?
They have his room, yeah, all still made up. And you can read lots of leaflets about Nelson Mandela. And then they show you the workyard. And basically, he was spending, I think it was 12 hours per day working outside in the South African heat.
That's insane.
And you can see all around the prison. Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah.
Man, so you've seen the prisons in South Africa and in America.
In
Anywhere else?
America. Also, I went to a crazy prison in Kuala Lumpur, in the center of Malaysia.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. As you arrive at the airport, if you take the monorail from the station into central Kuala Lumpur, then you see the old prison. It's now closed. But outside the prison, on the walls, it's got lots of graffiti. And basically, the government have wrote the graffiti. And it basically tells you, do not smuggle drugs into Malaysia, or you will be staying here for a long time. And the prison looks like the worst building you've ever seen in your life.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's
And also, it warns you about the death penalty. If you smuggle drugs into Malaysia, you'll receive the death penalty.
man.
Yeah.
That's well. That's tough.
Yeah. I think I got this fascination for prisons because near my house in England, there used to be a big prison that looked like an old castle, old scary castle. And I used to pass that sometimes when I was going to work when I was younger. So that's why I have this strange interest in prisons.
Cool.